It's 11 trivia questions on Saturday Night Live musical guests as I quiz my friend Allie Mize from Ogopogo Brewing in San Gabriel, California. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. I am a trivia host in Southern California, and you can find out all about me by clicking on the link to my website in the show notes, triviawithbuds.com. If you never check the show notes, there's lots of good info in there. You could find stuff like the description of the episode. You could find out when the trivia starts. You could find out the link to our sponsor, Funky Monkey Designs. You could see the link to the SoundCloud for Frosty, the DJ in Southern California, who did the theme song for this show, which has been listened to over 301,000 times, thanks to listeners like you. You can also find the Facebook page, facebook.com/triviawithbuds, twitter.com/ryanbuds, and instagram.com/ryanbuds. You can email me, ryanbuds@gmail.com, anytime if you have any questions or comments about the show or where to book a party. And finally, if you want to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/triviawithbuds. There's tons of cool rewards there, and you can join the likes of Manny Majerian, Alexis Eck, Alex DeSmet, Sarah McKevitz, Simon Time, Jess Whitener, Jen Wojnar, Kyle Bonin, Douglas French, Erica Cooper, Fiona Neville, Brendan Martinez, Russ Friedewald, Luke McKay, Wreck My Podcast, Dan Papallo, Greg Hines, Mo Martinez, Lauren Ward, Sarah Kay, Jim Fields, Mona Bray, Sweet Abby Cakes, Denise Leonard, Anna Evans, Megan Acuna, Katie Smith, Brian Salyer, Greg Bristow, Joe Jermalowitz, Joey Mucha, or Mucha, and Casey Becker. Thank you guys so much for your patronage, and thank you for being a part of letting this show grow bigger and better every single day. Today's episode was recorded with my friend Allie, who runs a great brewery with her boyfriend Jason over in San Gabriel, California. It's near Pasadena, if you've been to the Rose Bowl, not too far from there. And it's called Ogopogo, which is the Loch Ness Monster of Canada. And all their beers are named after different mythological creatures. So you can go over there and check out all their cool beers. One of my favorites is the La Llorona, which is a Mexican lager. And it's very tasty, very similar to a Corona, but way, way tastier, if you like that kind of thing, in the summer, like I do. I sat down with Allie. We recorded 3 episodes, so I'll space them out over the next month or so. But this first one was on Saturday Night Live musical guests. And she tries to answer a 11-question round from one of my live trivia nights about a year prior to recording this episode. So you could play along with her. You could see if you do better or worse or about the same as Allie. If you want to be on the show and you maybe want to get quizzed or you want to submit questions that I ask, I'm always looking for content, always looking for guests. You can email me, ryanbuds@gmail.com, or hit the contact form at the top of my website. And I will get in touch with you and we'll set something up over Skype or in person if you live close by. And don't forget, we do a question of the day, which will be at the end of this episode. It's sponsored by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. If you need something printed, go check out fmdesignsinc.com. All right, we're going to jump into this fun, quick conversation with Allie from Ogopogo Brewing on SNL Musical Guests right now. Here we go. Sitting here in beautiful San Gabriel, California, one of my favorite places in the world to grab a beer, Ogopogo Brewing, with my friend Allie Mize. What's up, Allie?
How are you doing, Ryan Buds?
I like your name. It sounds like a pop star.
Allie Mize. It's been a verb. People say, let's go get Mize.
Let's go get Mized up.
Let's get Mized. And I don't know how to take that. Is it good or a bad thing?
I think it's a good thing.
Me too.
You did just have a fake mustache on. People can't see that, but I'd like to tell people that you had a fake mustache for some reason.
I took those fake eyelashes off and stuck them on my upper lip like a Fu Manchu.
Very good. This is your brewery. We're here about to do some bingo in a bit, but I got here early enough where I said, hey, want to do an episode of the podcast? And you are always down to answer some trivia, and you always kind of know a lot of stuff.
It's really weird. I'm like a human jukebox / Jeopardy contestant.
Yeah. Did you see that guy that had the really long run recently?
Oh, I didn't get to see it, but my grandmother kept Facebook updating, yep. So I knew.
You knew all about it.
Good
run.
You
ever try and take the Jeopardy test? It's pretty hard.
I've never taken the Jeopardy test, but what I used to do was take a notepad, watch Jeopardy, and yeah. I would answer accordingly, and I would always make more money than those fools.
Oh, there you go.
I wasn't buzzing in on shit I didn't know. I mean, stuff.
I used to do that with Price is Right. I would like write down all the statistics from the day. So I'd be like, Alejandro bid on a couch and lost it. Like, but I had a notebook just full of all the contestants and what they won, what they didn't win. I don't know why I did that, but I have them somewhere.
That's a smart move. Actually, for Jeopardy one time, I won a whole column about elephants.
Okay.
Funny enough, I have an elephant tattoo.
Yes.
But the $2,000 question was about Babar. Do you know Babar?
Yeah, the crown-wearing elephant from
exactly.
the kids' books.
Exactly. He walks on his back legs.
Sure.
Yeah, that's so weird. But, yep, I won.
There you go. I saw a cool video the other day of an elephant that picks up its front legs and slams down like a trampoline, like a catapult, and a guy jumps over the elephant and slam dunks the basketball.
Well, I hope they're not, like, shocking that elephant into a...
I guess I didn't
tricks.
See how the elephant does it. It kind of starts with him doing it, but
okay.
That's a good point.
Not to
okay.
be morbid.
So today we are going to do one of five random questions from a round I did in May of 2018, so a
okay.
little over a year ago. And your choices, you get to pick one of these five topics. Do you want to do a round on Amazon reviews? Now, on that round, I think I give like a weird review from an Amazon product, and you have to try and name what the product is.
Okay.
It's pretty general stuff. It'll be like, you know, a mannequin or something like that. You know?
All right.
It's not like a brand usually.
Okay.
So that's your first option. Second option is box office. I think I give three movies and you tell me who made the most at the box office on that one.
Wait, when you say who made the most?
Which movie made the most money
oh, okay.
from people going to see it. There's a round called the confidence round, which is 10 totally random questions, just all over the board. They are usually a little bit tougher though because they're the round that I end the night with. Okay, so that's
okay.
a little insider info. Famous Chris's, people named Chris.
Ooh, I think I'd be okay with
or
that.
Or Saturday Night Live musical guests. I know you're in the music, so I thought I'd throw that one at you.
Let's do the SNL.
You want to do SNL guests?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
So this iPad's at 1%, so there's a chance.
Oh my gosh. Do we need to plug it in?
Nah, let's risk it.
Let's
see how it goes.
Let's go.
So you're going to write down these answers, and I'll read them to you, and then we'll go over your answers like you were playing a real trivia night.
Okay? All right. Sounds good.
Here's number one. Saturday Night Live musical guests, number one. Which of these artists did not fill dual roles as host and musical guest? Sometimes they do that, you know. Here's the choices. Bruno Mars, Justin Bieber, Blake Shelton, or Carrie Underwood. Who do you think did not fill dual roles as the host and musical guest on the same episode? Bruno Mars, Justin Bieber, Blake Shelton, or Carrie Underwood?
I'm going to say Carrie Underwood.
Uh-huh. She's your
okay,
right now.
So I write it down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next.
Number two, what rap group was the musical guest when Michael Jordan hosted in 1991? A rap group that would have matched up with Michael Jordan in 1991.
Do I have options or no?
No options.
Okay, a rap group.
A famous rap group from like 91.
DMC, is that a group?
Run DMC is a group. That might be a good choice. That's your guess there. You're writing that one down. Here's number three. What DJ was the musical guest when Winona Ryder hosted in 2002? What DJ
in 2002?
Was the musical guest when Winona Ryder hosted in
2002? Does Moby count as a...
He would. Is that what you're going to write down?
Yeah.
Nice.
I don't know how to spell Moby.
It's
M-O-B-E?
Four letters. B-Y.
B-Y? Okay.
Number four, what song did Sam Smith perform in 2014 backed by a gospel choir?
Stay With Me.
You think it's that one?
Yeah.
Number five, Tom Petty played SNL in 1994 with what other mega star backing him on drums? Tom Petty played SNL in 94 with what other mega star backing him on drums?
Oh my God. I don't know drummers, Ryan.
You can keep that one blank or you can just put drums on there and then maybe come back to it.
Okay, yeah.
Number six, what artist started playing a song called Less Than Zero but changed his mind and a few seconds later went into another hit called Radio Radio? Radio Radio is a big hit of this person.
That is Elvis Costello.
Okay. Number seven, what actor was banned from the show for donning a bad accent and a dreadlock wig when introducing Jamaican artist Sean Paul?
Who is the one that's
this is kind of an infamous moment from the show. It wasn't a cast member. It was like the guest. It was the host.
Oh, it was the host, not a cast member?
Yeah.
Fuck. All right, Skip. Sorry.
That's number seven.
Let's charge us and do it again.
Number eight, what song proved Ashley Simpson was lip-syncing a live performance? What was the song?
Oh, I know that song.
Thinking that one over. That's number eight. Ashley Simpson, what lip-syncing song?
Yeah, I'll know. Ashley's, okay, come back to that.
Number nine, Territorial Pissings was a song by what band that they were advised not to play but played anyway?
Sounds like Rage Against the Machine or something.
Could be. Number nine, Territorial Pissings. Number 10, Donald Glover was one of the most recent musical guests and hosts of the show when I did this round last year. How old is he? Well, I guess it would have been at the time. 28, 30, 32, or 34?
He's 34 now.
Okay. And the bonus for 2 points, Tina Fey was hosting on May 19, 2018, so right after I was doing this round. So when Tina Fey hosted in May of 2018, who was the musical guest? Hint, it is a female.
Lady Gaga.
Could be.
I don't know shit, Ryan.
All right, write something down, and we'll be right back in just a second with all your answers. We are back with the answers to SNL musical guests. Allie, how many do you think you got out of 11 questions?
1, 2, 3, maybe 4.
You think you got about
5.
Four?
5.
About 4. Okay.
4 or 5.
Let's find out here. I'm going to pull up the answers. And the first question was, which of these artists did not fill dual roles as host and musical guest? Your choices were Bruno Mars, Justin Bieber, Blake Shelton, Carrie Underwood. What did you write down?
Carrie Underwood.
The answer was Carrie Underwood.
Oh!
Nice job. That's 1 point.
Dang.
Number 2, what rap group was the musical guest when Michael Jordan hosted in 1991?
I wrote Run DMC, and I don't think that's correct.
I think that is a good guess, but it was actually Public Enemy. Public Enemy, Fight the Power.
I was born in 91, so.
There you go. Classic trivia excuse.
I don't think as an infant I was listening to too much rap groups.
I bet your parents were. Number 3, what DJ was the musical guest when Winona Ryder hosted in 2002? This was right around the time when she got busted for shoplifting in Beverly Hills.
For thousands of dollars.
Yeah. Who did you write down?
I wrote down Moby.
The answer was Moby.
Shut up.
Yeah, nice job. Right,
Ron.
Well done. You're getting very excited.
Yeah.
No one ever gets that excited for Moby anymore.
Exactly. Like Moby.
Number 4, what song did Sam Smith perform in 2014 backed by a gospel choir?
I said Stay With Me.
And that is the one song I know of his. Stay With Me.
That's the only song I know of his too.
Didn't he get sued by Tom Petty for that?
I don't know if it was Tom Petty, but it was somebody.
Somebody who has a similar sounding
song.
Speaking of Tom Petty, number 5, Tom Petty played SNL in 94 with what other megastar backing him on drums?
I had no idea.
So I guess in 94 this guy wouldn't have been a megastar. I feel like he is now. The answer was Dave Grohl.
No flippin' way.
Yeah.
Well, it's crazy because Dave Grohl now plays guitar.
He plays everything. He's crazy.
And he sings and he's awesome. I saw Foo Fighters.
Oh, yeah? They're on my bucket list.
I saw them live. My ex-boyfriend continued to give me the tickets for my birthday.
You're talking about Dave Grohl.
I wish. But it was the tour that Dave Grohl had broken his leg.
Oh, yeah.
So he was sitting in this throne.
Yeah,
that was
cool.
At that concert, he brought somebody up on stage to dance. This little guy in a tie-dye t-shirt. You let him dance for 3 songs.
It was cool.
It was amazing. They're better live than they are on CD.
That was a cool... How old are you, CD?
I'm old.
They're pretty good on cassette. Number 6, what artist started playing a song called Less Than Zero but changed his mind a few minutes later and went into another song called Radio Radio?
Would you write down? Elvis Costello.
Elvis Costello was correct. Nice job. He came to my college, WIU, Western Illinois University, when my wife and I were seniors, and we weren't huge Elvis Costello fans, but we're like, we should probably go to that, you know? We went to it. We bought like the cheapest seats, and it was in this huge gymnasium we had, and like nobody went. I felt so bad for Elvis Costello because I think like it was
It's such an older.
Yeah, it was like our generation of college was just not into Elvis Costello.
Yeah.
But we became fans because we got to sit. They said, oh, everybody in like the upper seats can move as close as you want. So we were like second row.
Heck
crazy.
Yeah. Oh, man.
It's pretty fun.
I'll tell my mom.
Played like a real basic acoustic set. It was kind of fun.
My mom be super jelly.
Number 7, what actor was banned from the show for donning a bad accent and dreadlock wig when introducing Jamaican artist Sean Paul? This was kind of a wild card one. Mm-hmm. Nobody really talks about this guy in a while either. Adrian Brody. Remember him?
Oh, my God. I do remember that because he wasn't even like in blackface mode.
No,
but he put on this.
And like I think he had the idea and they said, no, you shouldn't do that.
And he still did it anyway.
Yeah. Number 8.
That wasn't funny.
What song proved Ashley Simpson was lip-syncing a live performance? No answer that you wrote down for that one, right?
I didn't, but I have it in my head.
It is called Pieces of Me.
I know every word to that song.
Which,
I saw Ashley Simpson in concert in high school.
There you go. My wife spells her name the same way. I wonder if she's been lip-syncing our marriage. What do you think? Number nine, Territorial Pissings was a song by what band that were advised not to play the song but played it anyway? You wrote down
Rage Against the Machine.
Rage Against the Machine, very popular at the same time. Nirvana. Territorial Pissings, Nirvana.
Dang it.
Number 10, Donald Glover was the most recent musical guest and host when I wrote this round. How old is he? 28, 30, 32, or 34? You said 34, and he was 34. He's maybe 35 now.
Yeah. So I actually Wikipedia him quite often.
You know I'm in a Donald Glover video?
What?
I'm in the music video Bed Piece with him and Jhené Aiko. Did you ever hear that song? It's got like 30 million views. You're going to have to check it out. Well, it's my most viewed thing ever that I got to be in.
That is freaking amazing. Better than Sharknado?
Oh, yeah. Well.
You're kidding.
Yeah, maybe you're right. And the bonus for 2 points. For 2 points, Tina Fey is hosting or was hosting on May 19, 2018.
This.
Who is her musical guest?
The hint was Gaga. Female.
You said Lady Gaga, but it was Nicki Minaj.
Ah. Was Nicki's comeback.
Yeah.
From all of her scrutiny.
You are
right. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
You got 5 out of 11, about 50% almost. Great job.
No, the bonus doesn't count.
That's true. The bonus
doesn't
count.
I mean, it counts if you make it.
Tell me a little bit about what's going on at Ogopogo Brewing. What should people know about if they want to come check out this amazing brewery in San Gabriel, California?
Check out this amazing brewery. We've got a new sour on. It's a peach sour called Alti. It's amazing. It's nice and light, refreshing. We also have 2 milk stouts on. We've got a vanilla chai milk stout on nitro, and we also have a golden coffee stout on nitro.
I love it.
Golden coffee stout comes with house-made boba.
Ooh, the little balls of flavor.
Yep, our dearly beloved Jason makes them by hand.
Nice.
They're coffee-flavored coffee boba.
Well done, Jason. Jason's
amazing.
Sitting across the table.
We're doing bingo on Fridays starting July.
July 12th.
July 12th.
We'll be here every Friday doing bingo. We did it like once or twice a month every once in a while, and now we'll be doing it every week. So that'll be cool, and we'll be doing some music bingo, some movie bingo, some number bingo, some trivia bingo. So come play in San Gabriel. And you guys, I have a slam dunk idea for you. Ready?
Okay.
Since everything is named here after urban legends, right?
Mythological.
Kind of. Mythological beasts.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess it's not
tomato,
urban
tomato.
Legends, right? I was going to say, well, this idea would make sense, though, but it would be to have a screening of the movie Urban Legend.
What is that movie?
It's a slasher flick from the late 90s, like came out right after Scream.
We got a projector over there.
We should do it. I'm going to host an Urban Legend screening here at Ogopogo Brewing. It'll be fun, and you can get drunk, and we'll scream stuff at the screen.
And the beer is really good.
And the beer is really good. I'm drinking a La Llorona.
Let me say it again. La Llorona.
There it is. And that's a Mexican lager named after a...
weeping woman or woman of the wash.
That's
she
right.
eats people's children or something. Maybe kills them. I don't know. But it's pretty, pretty scary.
It is a scary thing. It's a movie that just came out.
But we're also kid-friendly.
It's also a kid-friendly brewery. So bring them on in. And Allie, thanks so much for taking some time.
Thank you, Ryan Bud.
Cheers.
There it was, everybody. Fun little chat with Allie. She's the best. And if you like Allie on the show, she'll be on 2 more times in the next month or so, doing some other random trivia rounds from folders on my iPad. Guys, if you want to support the show, go to patreon.com/triviawithbuds and see all the cool goodies that you can get in the mail for supporting me and all the things I do with trivia on this podcast. We are hitting some big milestones. I've been talking about that this whole week. This Monday, the day after tomorrow, is 1 year of the daily version of the podcast, and I would love for you to listen to that episode. We'll be putting out a bunch of fun stuff on that day, so get excited. And some new background colors on your phone will pop up for the podcast art. So be on the lookout for that. If you want to join our Discord app chat, that's only $1 every month, and you can get in there. And we post different trivia things in there, different little quizzes, different little contests, and all kinds of cool stuff. It's like an ongoing AOL chat room. So you could check that out for just $1 or more. I'll send you the link, and you can hop in there like my friend Joe just did. It is time for the question of the day, brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. Here's that question. Who was the first ever SNL musical guest when the show debuted? Who was the very first ever Saturday Night Live musical guest when the show debuted? Tweet me your answer at RyanBuds or email RyanBuds@gmail.com for your chance to win a prize that I will send to you in the mail. And for all your design needs, go to Funky Monkey Designs. That's fmdesignsinc.com. They are in San Dimas, California, and they specialize in embroidery and printing and t-shirts and hats and varsity jackets. So check them out. It's linked in the show notes, fmdesignsinc.com. Guys, thank you so much for listening to the show. Thanks for telling a friend, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.